This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Strengthening educational and sports infrastructure in Arunachal Pradesh, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Men inaugurated the newly constructed school auditorium and football stadium for independent Golden Jubilee Government Higher Secondary School in Pasighat yesterday. These state-of-the-art facilities developed under the IGJGHS School Heritage Redevelopment Initiative by the Pasighat Smart City Development Corporation Limited reaffirmed the government's commitment to foster holistic development for the students. Later, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Men attended the Uningara Spring Carnival at the Gidi Notko Festival ground in Pasighat as chief guest. In his address, DCM commended this year's festival theme of No Hunting. He said it was known as a hunting festival so far. However, now the Adi community have realized the bad effects of rampant hunting and have come together to celebrate the festival with the motto to spread the message of no hunting. Minister for Education and Tourism P.D. Sona has lauded the vision of organizing the festival of Uningara Spring Festival with the message of conservation of flora and fauna. The minister, while attending the festival at Pasighat yesterday, added that the innovative idea of maintaining tradition during Ara and at the same protecting wildlife as symbolic customary gifting by the organizers is truly a praiseworthy conservation effort. Sona additionally stressed on documentation of rich cultural and folk traditions. Lok Sabha MP Tapir Gao, who was also in attendance at the festival, gave a clarion call for protection of biodiversity and wildlife to save from extinction. Gao further urged the eschewing wildlife hunting as our precious wildlife are on the verge of extinction. In a remarkable achievement, Dr. Kuru Dindi, a native of Zero Valley, has been selected as an assistant professor at the prestigious Indian Institute of Technology, Bombay, Maharashtra. In response to the news, Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post congratulated Dr. Kuru Dindi on joining IIT Bombay. Wishing Dr. Kuru great success, Khandu in his post informed that a trailblazer in public health, she has made significant contributions to cancer care research, healthcare access and inspiring policy reforms. The Indo-Tibetan Border Police flagged off its high-altitude frontier level cycling expedition Virta from Bumla yesterday. The ambitious 10-day journey features a team of 10 dedicated personnel, 2 officers, 1 subordinate officer, and 7 other ranks. Throughout the expedition, the ITBP team will engage with local communities and school children, fostering a strong connection with the region's inhabitants. Additionally, they will share the glorious history of the ITBPF, demonstrating their vital role in safeguarding the nation, and provide hands-on demonstrations of mountaineering skills and infantry weapons. The team will also distribute sports equipment to encourage physical activity among the youth, conduct career counseling sessions to guide students towards promising futures, and raise awareness about the importance of wildlife conservation in the region. In solidarity with the institutions across the country and globally, the Department of Social Work, Rajiv Gandhi University, celebrated World Social Work Day 2025 today. The program aimed at recognize the invaluable contributions of social workers and promote intergenerational solidarity as a key to fostering enduring well-being. The theme for this year, Strengthening Intergenerational Solidarity for Enduring Well-being, emphasizes the importance of fostering care, respect and collaboration across generations to build resilient communities, sustain the environment and share wisdom for a better future. DMO and Vice Chairman of the Pappumpare District Health Society, Dr. Rina Ronia, has stated that every child in Pappumpare has been vaccinated at least once. Dr. Rina said this while Pappumpare District Health Society launched the Special Vaccination Campaign 3.0 at Tigdo 3 yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, she thanked the DRCHO, Anganwari workers, ASHA workers and sisters for successfully implementing SVC 3.0. The campaign aims to scale up TD10 and TD16 coverage, achieve 95% MR1 and MR2 coverage, and vaccinate all eligible children for pentavalent 1 between 6 weeks and 1 year of age. Additionally, the campaign seeks to eliminate zero-dose children. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.